Nara, it's so great to welcome you to Salt 106.5. How are you going?
Thank you so much. I'm going good.
That's good to hear.
I'm doing well.
And life has kind of come full circle for you, if I may go back and do a bit of history and 20 years or so. Alabaster Box started on the Gold Coast way back when, and you're back there now. Can you share with us what those days were like, I guess, first hitting the road with Alabaster Box?
Yeah, they were amazing. I mean, for me now, it feels like a lifetime ago. But we had so many adventures, a lot of stories to tell our grandchildren one day. You know, we were really a family out on the road. We loved doing it. So many opportunities. We went to a lot of the small country towns in outback Australia as well. So we saw a lot in our time, did a lot of traveling across Australia before moving to the States for about 5 years, I think it was. So yeah, it's we love Australia. Nice to be home, and we've been home for a little while now. So
if I can recall some of those times, you were God's Little Rocker there for a while, and a mainstay at things like Easter Fest. And I remember seeing you guys at our local church here on the sunny coast. What are the other big memories of those days?
Yeah, for us, I mean, we loved doing the festivals. They were always fun. And I think it was because when you're out on the road touring, you're often sort of just with your own little core group. But then when you come and do the big festivals, you get to see all the other musos and friends that you sort of bump into along the way. So for us, they were always so much fun. We had great opportunities in the States to be able to do that as well too, and meet a lot of new people, and just to have those experiences were really incredible.
So tell us about that move to the US. How did that all come about?
Yeah, well, we were touring over 200 shows a year across Australia, schools and churches and concerts and all sorts of things for years. And we just wanted to continue expanding, and we'd met some people in Australia who were from America, and, you know, one thing sort of led to another, and being able to record and have an opportunity over there helped us as artists as well, sort of stretch us, and we learnt so much more as well. But we really had to step out in faith, because it really was, we just took everyone and left this place and started somewhere completely new. But you know, we were well loved and looked after over there too.
That sounds great. And in terms of the band's progress and then coming back to Australia again, and you doing solo work, how was the dynamic with the group in terms of that, when I guess Alabaster Box had run its course?
Yeah, well, we'd sort of grown up together in a lot of ways, you know, started when we were quite young, and then watched each other get married and have kids and get older. And so all the guys are off doing things that they love and things that I knew that they would, you know, aspire to do as well, whether some are still involved in music in some way or other, or some are preaching. We randomly still keep in touch with each other, which is nice. But for me, I never stopped writing songs, and just to be able to share them still with people is a real blessing, even if I don't tour like I used to.
I guess where I'm leading to is can we expect an Alabaster Box reunion anytime soon?
I know. You know, it hasn't been on the cards. I won't say never. It would be fun. But trying to get everyone together in one place might be difficult.
Writing, recording, and being a mum, is you've got to juggle a few things there and keep a few plates spinning. Would that be fair enough?
Yes. I think to be able to write amongst chaos is a good is a good thing. Sometimes on my voice memos, when I have an idea or something and I'm putting it down onto my phone, I can hear these little voices in the background, and I just keep them now as memories of the boys, you know, playing in the background or something like that. But my boys are getting a lot older now too, so it's different. But to be able to write the way that I am is a little bit different to how I used to with Alabaster Box as well. And it's a really type of storytelling, I think. So I've enjoyed just to be able to lean into that. Producing my own stuff as well has been a lot of fun. So I'm learning a lot more and it's been great.
Well, the great news is that we've got a couple of brand new releases to talk about with Christmas in mind. Tell us about the songs Our Saviour Is Here and Holy Night.
Yeah.
What sort of are we going for, a traditional sort of sound here or something a bit different?
Yeah, with my EP, which is called A Christmas Melody, there's four songs on there. I wanted there to be more, but maybe next year we'll be able to complete the whole album. I had the originals with Our Saviour Is Here. It was actually written with two friends, Jared and Justin, who were from Aussie band, Alabaster Box, Compliments of Gus. And so, yes, we met up with them in Queensland. They were up here for something else and Jared was like, hey, do you want to grab coffee or write some songs? And I said, let's do both. So I had this idea of this Christmas song and Justin was there as well. So it was great catching up with those guys and we had a lot of fun. So Our Saviour Is Here was actually written with them. But I have some classic carols that I love, of course. So I wanted to do it a little bit different, but hopefully respect them and still keep them classic.
Exactly. We are looking forward to having more of a listen to your EP and those particular songs as we approach Christmas. But kind of to wrap up now, what would your advice be to an up-and-coming artist, whether it be singer, songwriter, musician who maybe wants to follow in your footsteps and take the big step, go to America, that sort of thing? What advice would you give to an up-and-coming artist?
Well, music is definitely different these days to how it used to be, and you don't have to just go on up and leave your country as well. You know, obviously there's a lot of online stuff too. I would just say to keep on writing, to stay humble, always be willing to learn, look to your peers, look to people who can help you, support you, but also help shape your character. I think, you know, I actually help coach some young girls and I encourage them to, we always should be learning. Like even at my age, I'm always trying to learn and grow because I think it's really important for character building. But as a muso, I think just staying humble and just keep writing, keep learning, work with different people and collaborate with different people. Yeah.
Nara, it's been terrific catching up. All the very best with the release of the Christmas EP. And we are just wishing you all the very best of Christmas blessings for the season and what lies ahead.
Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas to you guys too.